You're listening to the audio production of Bookshop by the Sea by Denise Hunter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jessica Holton.
Chapter 1. 11 months had not been long enough to prepare Sophie Lawson for the sight of him. Presently, Aidan Maddox sauntered into the dockhouse like he owned the place, the din in the restaurant rising at his arrival. One at a time, the groomsman grasped his hand and pulled him in for a shoulder bump. 7 minutes late, Aidan swept Sophie's sister into a hug, giving her a peck on the cheek. His masculine frame dwarfed Jenna's slight build. The bride-to-be accepted his affection with apparent warmth that tweaked a thread of betrayal in Sophie's frayed heart. Since she hadn't seen him in 7 years, and since he was otherwise occupied, she allowed herself a quick assessment. He'd dressed up a pair of jeans with a blue sports coat that she knew, even from across the room, matched his eyes perfectly. At the moment, he was talking to Grant, his best friend and Jenna's fiancé, smiling that same crooked smile that used to set her pulse thrumming. Aidan tossed his head back, laughing with abandon. He looked much the same, just a little less boy and a little more man. His shoulders were broader, and he sported a 5 o'clock shadow. He still had those sensual lips, the top one curving like a heart, dipping low in the middle. But she didn't have to stalk him on social media to know what he looked like now when they knew so many of the same. His eyes locked on hers. Sophie's fingers tightened on the chair she stood behind. Her quick peek had turned into a prolonged stare. She jerked her gaze away, pushed in the chair, and sought escape. Open French doors led onto the deck where the party would soon dine. The May breeze skittered over her skin as she slipped outside. Twilight's rosy hue lit the landscape, the marina with all its boats and the shimmering harbor. Water rippled against the pilings, and somewhere nearby, hardware pinged on a sailboat mast. Sophie straightened the name cards she'd placed earlier on the long rectangular table. She had put herself to the right of the bride, Grant to the left, and Aidan just beyond him, a safe 3 chairs from her own. Her father would be on Sophie's other side, but that couldn't be helped. She had to keep him away from her twin brother Seth and their maternal grandmother. Sophie glanced at her watch. Their dad was now 10 minutes late. She sent him a text. It was her job to run interference tonight, which included overseeing her dad's movements and keeping Grant's grandfather from the booze. She ignored the erratic thumping of her heart, which had little to do with her assignments, and instead focused on positive things. The flickering votives, the white twinkle lights, the jazz music flowing through the speakers, and the savory scents of grilled steak and fresh garlic. In the 11 months they'd been engaged, Jenna and Grant had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?